Thank you.
Thank you. Item number two, please.
Item number two, from the district attorney, submitting notification of an unanticipated revenue surplus in the amount of $103,615 as of March 14th, 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Martin.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. I'm James Martin from the district attorney's office. I'm here to report a revenue surplus of approximately, an unanticipated revenue surplus of approximately $103,600 from our state victim witness grant. This is good news. 2 years ago, I was in front of this committee to report an unanticipated revenue deficit of approximately $225,000 because the state reimbursement rate for the victim witness grant had plummeted to 40%. Since then, in the period from January of 2012 through June of 2013, the rate went back up to approximately 46 to 47% of costs. And then with the last reporting period, the July to December 2000 period, which was the start of the 2013-15 budget, the rate went back to 57%. So that it's good news. We seem to be back where we were before we had that unanticipated revenue deficit 2 years ago.
Thank you very much. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Lipscomb, did you?
Yes, just a question about what happens in a scenario like this with unanticipated revenue surplus. Does it get moved to contingency, or the departments are able to do a fund transfer to move it where they want, or how is it treated? What's the policy on that?
I'm not sure I can really address that question. I think, I believe your policy is that depending on the size of the surplus, it's often moved to the contingency fund. Thinking back, I don't know if we've had any unanticipated revenue surpluses that have been moved to the contingency fund. I think they've stayed in our budget. So I think that's probably a question for Mr. Fudge.
Probably.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I believe the ordinance says that unanticipated revenues, and I would want to double check on this, from unanticipated sources are moved to the appropriation for contingencies, but revenue sources that are known, such as this one, generally tend to stay with the department. And the Office of the District Attorney has routinely returned surpluses to the county's bottom line at the end of the year, so it's anticipated that this would do likewise, assuming the reimbursement rate continues to stay as it is.
Since this is good news, and because this is good news, I suggest that, it's a suggestion, of course, that we move, someone moves to receive and place this on file so that other members of the board can receive this information. Supervisor Jurczyk?
So moved.
Supervisor Jurczyk moves to receive and place on file item number two. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number two be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank Mr. you. Martin, do you have any more items this morning?
I have a couple of fund transfers, but okay. I'll certainly stay in touch for those.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Item number 45, please.
Item number 45, from the Chief Judge, submitting an informational report regarding a professional services contract in the amount of $124,766 with Justice Point, Inc. for the provision of cognitive behavioral intervention and trauma-informed care services in the Milwaukee County Adult Court Treatment Court, Drug Treatment Court, for the period of March 1, 2014 through September 30, 2015. This item is for passive review and is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. Holly Sobleski on behalf of Chief Judge Kremers.
Proceed, ma'am.
Essentially, this is, it's been a rather long process. We received notice from